A new installation at Sky Harbor's latest terminal puts you inside a glass-bottomed airplane flying over Phoenix. You travel over the lights of streets and cars at night over our city's distinct grid of neighborhoods, until the light brightens and the houses and roads turn to farm fields and desert mountains. It's an immersive experience that feels at once universal and also very Phoenix. The artist who created it told our co-host Lauren Gilger that it's by far the largest project she's ever undertaken, and she wanted it to be an introduction to the city for travelers from near and far. Here's their conversation.
Let's begin with how you approach a project like this. I mean, this is a public space. It is huge. You're talking about 10,000 square feet. The scale of this is really big. How do you come up with an idea when you're approached with something like this?
This is definitely the largest project that I've done. I start usually by doing a lot of research. I learn about the site as much as I can, the site that the art will exist in, as well as the community that surrounds it. And I take a trip to the space if that's possible. In this case, it actually wasn't built yet. So I had to go with architectural models and things like that. And then oftentimes there's community input as well. And with airports, since it's such a transitory community, I relied more on the people that I would meet with from the architectural firm, city employees, the aviation team, to give me notes and input.
So tell us about how you sort of honed in on what you wanted this particular project in Sky Harbor to look like. As you said, this is the biggest you've ever done. So you're gathering information. Where do you begin to take that information and turn it into, you know, what this project, what the installation will actually look like?
Well, usually when the project begins, there is sort of a general vibe that the team is looking for. And in this case, it was, you know, a relaxing environment. Airports can be stressful and boring, as we know. So it's a strange combination. And so I always, you know, I really want the work to be engaging, but not too activated in a space like this, where, you know, there's something to look at for a long period of time, but it isn't stressful. So I just start by sort of writing notes on how to, you know, move towards those goals. And then also at the same time, definitely researching images of the area from an aerial perspective.
Yeah. So that's kind of what you bring to this. So let me describe this a bit for folks. It's an entire sort of long hallway in the terminal, and you sort of walk through it. And when you do, you sort of feel like you're inside an airplane, right? And you're flying over what looks like maybe the landscape of Phoenix below you. And then you also have airplane windows that you're looking at that are on the walls as you go. Tell us a little bit about the sort of experience you're trying to create for people here.
Yeah, I really wanted to have the traveler sort of activate the space as they move through it. So their viewpoint changes as they travel through the space. And you kind of go on this journey before you go on your actual journey.
Tell us about what you're trying to depict in this. Like, as you look down at the floor, it can look very abstract, but when you look more closely at it, you can see things like, you know, maybe farmland, green spaces, and how those look when you're looking down from the sky. My favorite are the ones that kind of, when you realize what they are sort of like houses with yards and pools below you, right?
Yeah, I definitely researched a lot of images around Phoenix, and I've flown in and out of the Phoenix airport many, many times. I live in Los Angeles, but I change planes there a lot. So I'm really pretty familiar with the city from the air, and flying really does sort of abstract the landscape for you too, as you see it from so far up above. So just really thinking about that as I created the images, and also, you know, they're from original paintings. They're not photographic. So you really do get this sense of what I call painting space, you know, that is more handmade and subjective than a photograph is.
Yeah. Tell us about what materials you used here. It's almost iridescent in some places. Some of this looks like mosaic to me. How did you make it?
Yeah. So the original paintings were made from gouache paint on paper, and then they were translated into terrazzo, which is different rocks and materials like broken mirror, mother of pearl, mixed in with basically paint with some type of epoxy material. And it was made by a local company called Stone Finish. They actually created the terrazzo material and installed it. So I designed the floor and then they actually installed it. And what I love about the material, I've never worked with it before, but what I love about it is that it's actually made from the earth, from the desert floor, and it's depicting the desert floor. I think people can maybe kind of intuitively get that. And then also sort of all these little bits coming together are how cities and communities are made. You know, all these people bringing their ideas and their work to a space.
Yeah, I love that idea. I wanted to ask you a little bit about your own process. I read that you were born with an eye condition that sort of impacts your depth perception. It can impact your 3D vision. Tell us about that and how that has shifted maybe your work and how you approach our work.
Yeah, so I always say that, you know, they say artists see differently, but I actually do literally see differently. I was actually born without binocular vision. My eyes actually were totally crossed when I was born, and I had 4 surgeries as a child, and I'm about to have my 5th very soon to correct my vision, but it was never totally corrected. So I don't have binocular vision. I see space in a flattened way. And when I started making art and going to art school, I was not the best student because I really couldn't depict still lives and things like that in 3D space correctly. And it was very frustrating for me. And then I sort of realized, wow, well, I can't do that, but I can do something else. I can do something unique that maybe other people can't do. And so my work is kind of a mixture of abstraction and realism. And it comes out of the different way that I see.
Yeah, I mean, that's such an interesting approach and a unique point of view. Lastly, then, I want to just ask you about your hopes for a project like this. I mean, it's huge. It's also something that people will experience sort of as they're living life. And as you say, airports can be a stressful part of life sometimes. What are your goals in terms of how people experience this? Do you think that you know, when they're going through it, people will notice, oh, wait, am I in the midst of an art installation?
Yeah, I really hope that, you know, that all kinds of people can relate to this, you know, children, all the way up to, you know, people with a PhD in art history, that there's something in there at every level of art experience. And I just really hope that it connects people to the Phoenix community as well, even if they're just passing through and on a layover. One wonderful thing about the Phoenix Airport that I love about it is that it has all these windows where you see the mountains and the desert. And even if you don't leave the airport, you feel like you've been there. So just to add to that experience and to complement it, and to bring people's awareness to that rather than, you know, staring on your phone or not engaging with the space around you, just to help people connect back to the world and to this beautiful place that they happen to be in, if only for a moment.
Yeah. All right. Susan Logoretsky, artist, created the installation Phoenix Lights, Phoenix Rising at Sky Harbor's new Southwest Terminal, joining us to talk more about it. Susan, thank you for taking the time. Thank you for telling us your story. I appreciate it.
Thank you. This was really fun.